From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. American investigators are in Russia looking for clues to explain the Boston Marathon bombing. They're questioning the parents of bombing suspects, Jahar and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. They want to understand what happened in the months before the attack. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has details on what they're learning, as well as new information about the investigation. And Dina, let's start with those interviews of the parents. One of the big questions has been what the elder of the two suspects was doing in Russia for 6 months last year. What are investigators learning about what he did?
Well, U.S. officials are working with Russian security services to try and create a timeline for those 6 months. So far, they haven't seen any gaps in Tamerlan's schedule that might indicate that he went to a training camp while he was there. One of the things they're trying to figure out is whether he was taught how to make bombs or if he somehow learned to make them on his own using the internet. They're also trying to understand the role his mother played in his turn toward radical Islam in the last couple of years.
And what are they finding out? I mean, did she actually play a role?
Well, officials say she did apparently play a role, but at this point, it seems that her intentions were benign. In other homegrown terrorism cases, mothers are often encouraging their sons to turn to Islam instead of, for example, gangs. Apparently, the same applied in this case. Officials familiar with the details of her interview say she was concerned about her son getting mixed up with bad elements in drinking and nightclubbing and getting in trouble with the police. So she saw his turn back to Islam as a really positive thing, as something that would keep him under control. Officials say, so far, it appears she had no idea that there was a whole other layer to his beliefs, and that he was increasingly turning to a more radical form of Islam. And they're also looking for another man they believe might have encouraged his radicalization, someone who might have attended a local mosque with him. It's unclear exactly what role that man played, but it's something that they're starting to investigate.
And Dina, we're also learning more about what U.S. law enforcement knew about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older brother, before the bombing. What did you find out?
Well, apparently, now this is the older brother who died in a shootout with police last week. He was apparently added to a U.S. watch list known as the Terrorist Identities Data Mart Environment, or TIDE list. And he was added to that list back in 2011. And basically, it's a giant list of people who have been red flagged for some reason. In this case, the Russian government had asked the FBI to interview Tamerlan back in 2011. What is new is they asked for this interview because they thought he might be a danger to Russia, not to the U.S., but to Russia. And the FBI interviewed him, but didn't find anything there that was untoward or illegal. But he was flagged and put on that TIDE list anyway.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Dina, thank you.
You're welcome.